Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exhalation sensation.
That's a buck.
Oh my gosh.
That was fun last night.
Cha-ching!
That's my kind of game.
Parts of it were.
That's my kind of game.
Not my kind of game.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, like, I'll look back on it and go, Yeah. It was fun, but it wasn't fun until it was over. I don't know, dude. Maybe I'm just the opposite of Steve Wilkes. I can honestly say I'm not built for this. That was stressful. We can have some fun with this for a little while. Did y'all enjoy that?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Or was it stressful? And I'm sure, like, plenty of both. But I felt like I was getting heckled the entire game. Because Lovely Christie's like, well, you didn't expect this? Yeah, this is what they do.
Yep.
Yeah, they just anger you. And then she'll drop in the little, like, you know, they're really just not that consistent. They're just not that good. But they're probably good enough, but maybe not. Like, I'm getting this in my ear the entire time as I'm sitting here thinking about. And part of this is just what we do for a living. But I'm like, hon, do you understand? This basketball game literally determines weeks, if not months, of our professional lives.
Facts.
Like, yep, there is facts. And we're not them. Like, think about them.
They at least can control it. We can't control it.
They can kind of control it. And I know someone out there is like, they make $50 million a year, so who cares? Whatever. Like, I just, the gravity of everything going on there. And we started our show yesterday with Anthony Slater saying this is the biggest Warrior basketball game since game six against the Lakers 2 years ago. And I would say it's at least that. I actually would pick game seven against Sacramento in the previous series 2 years ago. But yes, it was that big. And when they fell down in late in the second half, I was like, I don't know if I'm dealing with this very well. That was a lot to handle. And I wanted them, not like 30-point win, kick your feet up, but I wanted them to look like they were in control more than they were. Because I think they're that much better than Memphis. But Memphis shot the lights out, and they brought everything they had, and blah, 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 and phew.
Right, and you think about the way the game unfolded, and the Warriors were not good early. They were down 11-2, and we'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network, and I'm listening in the car as I finally got to the Bay Bridge.
Was it really 11-2? We were parking.
11-2.
Was it 11-2?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I missed that. Well, by the time I got there, it was like 11-6.
The South of Market gridlock. Okay. And it's funny because I was about 4 minutes behind you getting to our garage.
Oh, yesterday was
I walked
a hot
in the garage,
yeah.
And you were trying to get out of the garage to even get across the street to go the way that the traffic wasn't.
I had to fight a Waymo.
I had to fight, and I saw that, which is funny, and I'll get to that on Friday.
I did.
Because
I won.
finally.
It took a moment.
When you're behind a Waymo, they don't understand like the way to navigate like a human does because exactly. they're robotically waiting for their right. turn, and that doesn't work.
I'm like, this is way more complicated than it needs to be.
And it's a two.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's when too it gets, easy. When it's anarchy out there, like it. When it's traffic anarchy, and you're behind a Waymo, you're screwed because they don't know how to make the evasive maneuver necessary. But anyway,
correct.
They're down 11-2, and then the Warriors went on a 53-24 run. Because they were shooting the lights out. So you knew that Memphis would make a run. They were down 20. I didn't think that they would then come back and take the lead and make the thing be precarious. But of course they would. Because Memphis, one thing about the Grizzlies, they can score. They play fast. They can score. And the Warriors' defense is not always terrific. So I knew they'd make a run. And then you got in that fourth quarter. And I thought, you know what? This is exactly what I signed up for. Mm. It's back and forth. It's stars versus stars. Jaws limping, Draymond's fouling, Steph Curry's hitting threes, Jimmy Butler is playoff Jimmy all of a sudden. That was an awesome game.
No, look, again, I can agree with you now because it's over.
Right.
And actually, that is kind of my number one takeaway from this game. Now that the stress went away, the perfect thing happened. Thank God they lost to the Clippers on Sunday. Now that the stress is gone, the perfect thing happened, I think. I think the absolute perfect thing gap, especially for those of you who agree with Dibs, people like you who thought that was fun.
Super fun.
Okay, great. Well, then you got free fun. You got free fun that you weren't going to get if they had beaten the Los Angeles Clippers.
No, that was awesome last night. That was super fun.
So you got free fun, and now you've got a series in which you are actually the heavy favorite. Moderately heavy, but you know, you're a significant favorite now in this series. You would not have been. You would have been an underdog if you had beaten the Los Angeles Clippers. So, look, I don't know that they're going to beat the Rockets, and we've got all kinds of time in the world for the rest of this week to get ready for the Easter Sunday night game one against Houston and the whole journey that at least the next week and a half of our lives is going to be with regard to this series. We got all kinds of time there. But I certainly think they've got a better shot at it than they would have. I think this is great for the league. I think this is exactly what the league wanted. I think this is great for the Warriors. So this is from the files of sometimes things work out. And I did walk out of Chase Center on Sunday afternoon thinking to myself, this is probably a good thing, but I don't know yet. And it's scary. You remember, that's what I said Monday. This is probably a good thing, but I don't know yet because it's super scary. And last night was super scary. But now it's over and they won. And now I'm very confident that that the way it worked out is a positive for the Warriors.
Well, it should be. And it's the team that I think they match up best against. It's a team that you can play a grinded out style against Houston and you could probably be successful. And they have this year before they had Jimmy Butler. And now Jimmy Butler is a guy who plays that way. And Steve Kerr had great comments yesterday in the post game about isolation basketball and how now they can actually do that. They can play iso ball. And it's not the way JK plays iso ball. It's the way Jimmy does, which is I'm going to back you down. I'm going to break you down. I'm going to get into your body. I'm going to draw a foul because I know how to do that. And he did it to Zach a couple times where Zach Edey had his arm and just Jimmy threw himself into the arm and got the foul. And
so much more effective than the way that they would play it with. And I don't want to make today about Kuminga at all.
No, it's because Jimmy Butler's a veteran.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
Right.
Like, he's a great free throw shooter. He's a great passer. He's a great decision maker. He's Jimmy flipping Butler. That was an unbelievable performance by him yesterday. I do want to shout out the role players who performed because we look at games like this always and go, okay, who's like ready for this? You know what I mean? Like, who's got that in their veins where it's like, okay, I got this. Like, I can pull up from three and it'll go in. So I want to shout out Moses Moody and Quentin Post. Man, you two were awesome. You two were awesome last night. And Moody didn't even shoot the ball great, but he was able to finally watch one go in from three, but he also did some things around the basket. He had hustle plays, the defensive stop on Ja right at the halftime buzzer, stuff like that. I thought Moses Moody was fantastic, and Quentin Post was ready for the moment and has no idea that he is not supposed to, like, brashly celebrate after these things. He's just a crazy person. I loved every piece of it last night. Those two, they get my role players of the night award
Sure. I would put GP2 up there, not even a little bit higher, because he had a couple of open threes that were open threes, corner threes. One, he had to dribble into it, and he was comfortable doing so, and he knocked it down. And the other one was one of those corner threes where you get it, and you have almost too much time to think about it. And he was there, and he thought about it, and he rose up, and he knocked it down. And all of the deflections and the hustle plays that he makes, and maybe we start to take it a little bit for granted because that's what we've known and grown to expect from GP2. But between he and Quentin and Moses, they were huge. And if you can get Pods to kind of shake out of this recent couple of game funk, because think about Pods before the Clipper game. He was like otherworldly. He was unbelievably hot, and now he's gone completely the other direction shooting the ball.
Steve Kerr is our only guest today, and he is not coming on until the final half hour of our show. So we are wide open for your Warrior relief, your Warrior response, your Warrior stress. Whatever it is that you want to get off your chest is wide open today. And I want to tell the people who are already on the line, just be a little bit patient, because, and the reason for that is we don't want to rush you. I don't want to have you on right now and then squeeze you in before we've got to kind of get to our logistics. So start lining up and just trust, big trust, we are going to get to each and every one of you today to just express whatever it is you want to express about Warrior basketball, a playoff team. Which makes me, by the way, can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling to feel this way. I do feel it. It's a relief. But, like, what a weird deal on the back end of a dynasty to be sitting here going, yeah, the 7 seed. It's weird. I know they're only 2 games out of the 3 seed.
Right.
And they're favored against the 2 seed. So it's not a rip job by any stretch. It's just weird. It's just weird after everything we've been through with Warrior basketball to feel this good about clinching a playoff spot out of the play-in tournament.
But boy, does it feel good.
It feels great.
Yep.
It feels great.